In this podcast, you'll hear five policy statements from our five local candidates on how to deal with climate change, what their parties are going to be doing about this issue. First, you'll hear me reading the question. Then we'll hear from candidates in the following order. First, Mike Skinner from the Conservatives, then Andrew McGregor from the Greens, followed by Alex Murphy of the People's Party of Canada, then Miriam Monseft of the Liberals, and closing with Candace Shaw of the NDP. Okay, next question. If elected, how would you deal with the emerging climate crisis? What would your short-term, medium-range, and long-term strategies be for responding to catastrophic climate change? Please include your plans for Canada's fossil fuel extraction industries and the associated infrastructure, oil fields, and pipelines in your answer.
Here's Michael Skinner, Conservative candidate.
So first of all, climate change is real. You know, any government that doesn't recognize that we do have some type of climate change shouldn't basically be elected. And so climate change is real. Conservative Party has a real plan, which is broken into two parts. So the first piece is is a home tax credit where we want residents and owners of houses to basically improve the insulation of their house, you know, improve the windows. And we know that carbon emissions is about 12% is coming from home heating. We want to see those numbers come down. The other piece is really to drive innovation. And, I spent a lot of time in the last 15 years in the clean tech space. It's something where we want to drive clean technology. We want to see Canada become a clean tech leader when it comes to clean tech. So it's sort of a four-part process. But one is drive funding and financing for individuals and entrepreneurs to build clean technology, help with patents, which are typically very expensive. Create a brand for all of Canada that says Canada is a clean tech country. And the fourth piece is basically lower corporate taxes for clean tech companies. With respect to fossil fuel extraction, we've said by 2030 that we will stop importing all oil from around the world and just focus on our own oil. Now, eventually, I do see oil being phased out and obviously green energy and clean tech energy being phased in, but we don't have the innovation today. It's not cost effective in many ways, and it still needs lots of improvements. And so we need to drive our innovation to happen. The last thing is major polluters, we believe, should be paying for polluting, and the idea is that they're going to pay into a clean tech fund, and that clean tech fund will then be used in order to drive that innovation.
Next up, Andrew McGregor, the Green Party candidate, Peterborough Kawartha.
So a Green government would be tasked with moving boldly and immediately on climate crisis policy. And what this will mean is in the short term, we're talking about immediately closing oil company tax exemptions to the tune of $4.5 billion every year. We're talking about banning fracking immediately, canceling the pipeline project out in BC and not approving any more either. That's in the short term. We can do that right away. And first and foremost, working with all levels of government to declare this climate emergency. There's no reason to delay anymore. In fact, we're running out of time to enact the policies now so that they have the time to mature and be effective by 2030 to meet our international targets. So we have to move very quickly on those kinds of things immediately. In the short term, we'd like to see the gas tax in its form, or a fee and dividend in its form, to increase on its path and to keep that in place. In the immediate future, we'd like to see increasing grants for purchasing electric vehicles. We'd like to see the grid smartened up. So, you know, we'd like to see that it's better managed. We'd like to see it east-west connected. Right now we can sell our electricity to our neighbors to the south, but I think we have enough electricity in Canada that we should maybe keep it around. And long term, we want to be carbon zero by 2050. We need to be retrofitting our homes. We need to be cutting all sources of greenhouse gas emissions. We have a very bold plan. It's called Mission Possible, because it can be done. We have to work hard, and we have to work now. We can't delay. Mission Possible is 20 steps that we of policies that we'd like to enact immediately, and I think it's our best shot at hedging this catastrophe.
Next, Alex Murphy, the People's Party of Canada candidate, Peterborough Kawartha.
So
The People's Party of Canada has a very robust environmental platform, and it's comprised mainly of four core principles, the first being investment in nuclear energy. It's clean, safe, reliable, and we can bring it all across Canada. The second thing that we want to do is abolish the carbon tax. A study just came out of British Columbia where between 2007 and 2017, despite a carbon tax, the carbon emissions in British Columbia decreased less than 1%. And if we project that to the national level and Canada's 1.6% contribution to global emissions, we'll be achieving a less than 1% of 1% of lowering emissions. And that's not practical while raising increases for, or prices for the average Canadian. We also want to ensure a high standard of air and water quality for all Canadians. It's important that we maintain those high standards to ensure the health of Canadians. Additionally, that would include things like species preservation and conservation to include pollinators such as bees and monarch butterflies, which are incredibly important to our ecosystem. With regards to fossil fuel extraction and infrastructure, we are making it very clear that we will build pipelines, especially the one currently owned by the Canadian government. We're going to utilize Section 9210 of the Constitution Act to enforce that and ensure that it becomes national infrastructure and that the pipeline gets built so it benefits Canadians. The fact is that pipelines are emissions-free in terms of transporting petroleum, which we still need for our industry regardless of whether we're using it in automobiles or transportation. The other parties are proposing trains and ships, and quite frankly, they are some of the dirtiest producers of all transportation methods. The pipeline must be built to ensure cleaner air.
This is Miriam Monseth, candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada.
For 10 years, we had a government that ignored climate change, gutted environmental assessments, muzzled scientists, and ignored Indigenous people's views. That changed in 2015. We know that if you don't have a plan to address climate change, you do not have a plan to grow the economy. And over the past 4 years, we've seen significant action brought forward on addressing climate change and protecting our environment, more than any other government in Canada's history. We have 50 measures put in place to move forward. That includes putting a price on pollution, banning harmful single-use plastics, including microbeads, investing in transit, phasing out coal, developing renewable power, protecting our coasts and waterways, including the Trent Severn Waterway, and making the largest conservation investment in Canada's history. But our kids and grandkids are telling us that there is more work to be done, and we know it. That's why we've committed to a new ambitious goal of reaching net zero emissions by 2050. We will set new legally binding five-year milestones to reach net zero by 2050. We will exceed Canada's 2030 Paris goals. We will cut in half corporate taxes for those companies that are investing in clean technology. And we know that the transition to a green economy is going to cost money. That's why every dollar from TMX is going to directly fund the transition to the green economy and combat climate change. Election ahead is an important one. Canadians have an important choice to make. We either keep moving forward on protecting our environment, fighting climate change, and growing the economy, or we go back to the Harper years of denying that climate change is real.
Candace Shaw, the NDP candidate, Peterborough Kawartha.
So one of the very first things we need to look at doing is divesting from fossil fuels. Right now, the federal government subsidizes the oil and gas industry to the tune of $3.3 billion a year, and we just don't think that's right. Those are profitable companies, and they don't need the help. But also, we shouldn't be subsidizing things that we're trying to get out of. So we're going to remove that. We'll reinvest that in emerging green technologies, in, you know, building infrastructure to assist with getting green technologies out in the world, and creating subsidies to help people invest in making sure that the way they live is more carbon neutral. We would also invest in retrofitting homes. In Peterborough, I think someone told me 30 to 39% of our carbon footprint is home heating and cooling. So we want to make sure that we're making our homes as efficient as possible, and that includes apartments. So we would create 300,000 new jobs across Canada, probably more than that, in retrofitting homes in making sure that we have, you know, infrastructure to help. So we need charging stations for electric vehicles. We need drinking fountains so that people who are carrying their own water bottles can refill, even in places where there's not a lot of restaurants they can pop into. We need to make sure that the transition to a more carbon neutral economy and a more carbon neutral way of life for all Canadians is easier and more affordable for individuals. And the only way to do that, we cannot wait for corporations to take the lead. The federal government must do it, and government at all levels, which is why I'm also very glad that the municipal government has declared a climate emergency. So in the short term, we would remove those subsidies from fossil fuel companies. We would start on programs to retrofit homes, and we would hope to move towards having all homes in Canada low carbon emission by 2050.